about the big things, and in here we worry about tiny things.
Can you give us some examples? What do they worry about in Cambodia, do you think?
If they lost their house. And here you worry about if you lose some glasses.
Jake, would you like to ask Suri his question?
You made lots of friends in Cambodia. Where did you meet them and what did you do?
We saw them at this school called TLC. and then we played football and stuff.
Can you tell us what TLC is?
Tasha's Legacy Centre.
That's right. And what was happening there?
It was a school, but it was on holiday. Okay. Because of this. We played football and we just walked about and stuff.
So I think, thank you, Zuri. We watched Zuri really connect with the children there by playing football. It was just a wonderful way of him getting to know the other children, all the children there. And everybody just played, didn't they? It was just a great time. Myla, can you tell us what the school is like?
Well, the school's very different because... they all sit on the floor and... and it's very different because lots of different ages and there's not as many people in the school as you would have in our school.
It was amazing, wasn't it? Because they had... Can you remember the age range they had there?
It was 4 to 16.
So 4-year-olds up to 16-year-olds all in the same room, weren't they? And if you think about your classrooms, that in your classrooms you've got tables and chairs and all lots of equipment and toys. And, well...
What was it like for them? Did you have any equipment?
They wouldn't really have as much equipment as we will. They probably wouldn't... Well, they have projectors, but they wouldn't have, all their chairs and everything.
And we took some stuff with us, didn't we, to give to them. Do you want to tell us about that?
And we took books and we took clothes and loom bands and Lego with us to give to them. Yeah. And for them to stay with us.
So we had a... Thank you, Myla. We had a wonderful morning with the children doing loom bands and Lego building. They built some incredible things, didn't they? And the loom bands were... very skilled. I thought they were like, whoa. They had these beautiful designs, particularly the older girls. They did some great stuff, didn't they? Thank you all very, very much for coming to be interviewed this morning. Thank you for sharing with us all some of the things from Cambodia. If you want to know more about these guys and their trip there, do ask them afterwards because they've got so many stories that they'd like to tell you and try and describe what it was like. So do ask them because they will have lots to say if you do. Thank you very much.